Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Welcome to The Savvy Scribe, a podcast for freelance healthcare and medical writers who want to start or grow their business. Your hosts, Carol Bush and Janine Kalbach, will help you build a profitable health writing business without having to spend years figuring it out on your own. Now, let's join the conversation.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Savvy Scribe. Today I am with Shauna Cradwell. She's from Richland Center, Wisconsin. She's an RN and she owns Heartbeat Healthcare Content. Welcome, Shauna.
Hi, Janine.
How are you today?
I am great today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell us a little bit about you, your family, and how long you've been a nurse and in the healthcare world.
I have been a nurse for 6 years, but in the healthcare world for almost 20. I was a CNA for many years before I actually managed to get my nursing degree in my 30s. I have an awesome husband who is an RT, three kids, they're 19, 16, and 14, and some fur babies as well.
19, 16, and 14. It's a lot of teenagers.
It is.
Are they starting back to school yet?
Not until September.
Oh, okay.
But
all right,
a
little bit longer.
My oldest is actually moving away on September 1st for the first time to go to college. So,
how's that feel?
I'm excited for her.
Good.
It's hard, but I am really excited for her. So,
but not too far. Didn't you say she's not going that far?
Nope, she'll just be about 2.5 hours away.
Okay, far enough. Especially let her learn herself a little bit, right?
Right.
So tell us a little bit about your background as an RN and in healthcare. Where have you worked? What have you done?
I have done a lot of things. Most of my RN experience has been in critical care hospitals, mostly with the Richland Hospital in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The awesome thing about critical care hospitals is that it's a small hospital and you get to dip your hands into every unit and every situation. So I worked med surg, I worked some L&D and postpartum, I floated to ED once in a while. My main role was in ICU though. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And I'm currently, since last May, I'm working in long-term care.
Very good. You know, I find that too in community hospitals. I've worked at large teaching hospitals and I've worked at community hospitals, and I actually feel more autonomy as a nurse in the community hospitals because you have to. Like, there's no residents to do things and things like that. But yeah, I love that small hospital feel. Everybody knows everybody. It could be your neighbor down the road that you're taking care of, and that's okay.
Yep.
Very cool.
And you do everything for your patients. I mean, there's
exactly.
There's no IV team. There's no team for anything. Like, you're it.
You're it. So you better start to learn your skills, right? Which can be very scary as a new nurse. But I think once you've been there a while and you learn things, it actually makes you a stronger nurse. I felt very prepared when I went down to the teaching hospital, but it scared me because it's so big and all this. And I'm like, actually, I'm pretty stinking good because I know already how to do all this. So, no, it's really cool. So that being said, tell us your website. What's your website?
My website is heartbeatcontent.net.
And when did you start your website?
I started it in January.
Okay. When did you find the podcast or the website or Facebook group? What came first when we started connecting?
Well, in early 2018, I had a traumatic experience as a nurse. I was assaulted by one of my patients. And so that sort of sent me into a pirouette, as
Elizabeth Haynes said in the last episode.
to I started looking for non-bedside nursing opportunities.
Which a lot of us, that's kind of like your aha moment on how you started pivoting a little bit or pirouetting, because you know, mine was burnout at the bedside, had a newborn baby. Yours is assault by a patient, which is awful, but happens way too much in our careers.
It does. Yeah.
So you were searching?
So searching for...
Like Googling?
Googling, like work at home nurse.
Yep.
And I was thinking along the lines of maybe doing telehealth or... you know, insurance claims or something like that. I didn't know that medical writing was even a thing. And my favorite search engine is Pinterest. So I was on Pinterest and you kept popping up. And Carol kept popping up as nurse entrepreneurs and introduced me to medical writing as a second career for nurses. And
yes,
the more I learned about it, there just were a lot of,
so was that at in 2018 or 2019?
That was in 2018.
Okay. So you've been kind of just stalking us for a little while.
I was stalking.
I like it.
I really was.
Navigating the waters as we all do, right? Just right. Searching. Oh, right. There's Janine again. Oh, there's Carol.
And I had done actually some writing as a staff nurse. I was on a committee where I was writing policies and protocols, evidence-based, and I really liked it. And people liked my things that I had written, and I've always liked writing, so it just was kind of this convergence of all these.
It's such a nice way to express the creativity that we don't get to do at the bedside. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just it's not that it's easy by any means, but it's a different part of our brain that's working, and I think that's probably healthy. You know, we should probably all have some sort of creative outlet, and hey, why not make some money doing it? So are you looking to do freelance writing full-time?
I am. Yes.
Good.
I am terrible at having a boss. So that's my ultimate goal, is to just be my boss, be my own boss. Perfect. And not have a boss.
Perfect.
So.
Perfect. Do you have any role models, like in your family? Like, is there any entrepreneur people in your family?
Yeah. Growing up, my dad was a self-employed carpenter.
That's a good trade.
He always fed the family. I mean, he didn't like become a millionaire or anything, but, and then I also come from a long line of creatives. My mom and my grandparents and my great grandparents, they were all, the women were all seamstresses and the men were woodworkers, and, so they, you know, I was raised just doing your craft and selling it or giving it away. They just were always working on things.
So it's almost bred in you.
It kind of is. Yeah.
Did you have other nurses in your family?
No.
Really?
No, I am the first nurse.
Interesting. So did you have any like businesses as a kid? Did your mom or dad like push you towards doing any of that kind of stuff?
No, I didn't.
Interesting.
I was trying to think if I ever did, but I didn't.
Where'd you work in the past besides like your,
well, I was a hairstylist.
Okay.
Did that right out of high school. But
and not that that's your own boss, but that truly lets you do your creativity.
Yes. And I loved being a hairstylist, but, I had really bad allergies and I just wasn't able to continue doing it. So, I kind of floundered for a while. I toyed with photography and, some different things. My husband really, I mean, he's been in RT for over 20 years and he really encouraged me into the medical space.
Good.
Yeah, he's kind of how I got there.
It's not a bad space to be in. It's really not. We have a lot of flexibility, a lot of options, especially on the nurse side. RT, I don't even feel like is as flexible as nursing. Like we really,
no.
We really have, not that he can't write, should get him on board a little bit.
We might collaborate on something.
Right? There you go. There you go.
Hi, everyone. It's Carol here. I just couldn't help it. I had to break in and let you know about something really awesome coming up. This episode is sponsored by our upcoming free webinar called Are You Ready to Make an Extra $1,000 a Month as a Health Writer? We have limited seating, and I don't think you'll want to miss it. It's a live, interactive session that will provide you with some simple strategies to increase your revenue and impact. It will be taking place on August 30th and again on September 3rd. Again, we have limited seating, so you'll want to reserve your seat now. Here's how you can do that. You can join the Savvy Scribe Collective today to learn more or register directly on our websites, thesocialnurse.com or writerin.net. Take some action and elevate your professional practice. I bet you could use an extra $1,000 a month. We'll see you then. Now back to the show.
So moving into, so you found us on Pinterest, and then did you see the Savvy Scribe Growth Lab stuff, or did you join on Facebook? What'd you do first?
I did, and I'm not really sure exactly where I saw the Savvy Scribe Growth Lab ads. It might have been on Facebook, but as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, I'm doing that.
And you're up. Those people again. Janine and Carol.
Yeah. But I mean, I was really sort of floundering, like, how do I get into this? And just struggling to launch, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was looking at,
like, well, it's scary.
It is scary. And I was looking at, like a technical writing diploma and just, you know, a bunch of different things. And I took some classes on Skillshare when I saw this opportunity, it just seemed really right at the moment. And I'm so glad that I did it because it's been great.
So tell us a little bit for those that are not, you know, you're part of the first tribe that we've had going through the Growth Lab. And, you know, we're planning on launching again after this one's done into another 8-week session for people. And, you know, we do the, every week we have trainings and then we have a workbook to go along with everything and Q&As and a private Facebook group for question answers and all those things as well. What have you maybe even found valuable, or not even just that, because I know you probably feel just that being there is valuable, but any specifics that you can think of that would make people think, well, maybe I do need more like-minded people like myself.
Mm-hmm. The two most important things that I've been taking away from this group is connections and confidence.
Oh yes. Connections and confidence. Yes.
Yes.
That's very good.
I was just thinking about you two this morning and really just everyone in this group. And just, I'm surprised by how like-minded you guys are to me. Because I didn't know that going into it, that, you know, your philosophies would be very in line with mine.
And that abundance mindset, right?
The abundance mindset. exactly. And, you know, elevating one another. I try to live my entire life according to that philosophy. And so it's just been really like reinforcing the things that I believe and giving me confidence to go forward in that and run my business in that way and trust my own voice and just making connections with people that are in the space and know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that can guide me when I don't know what I'm doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's been awesome.
You know, I think that abundance mindset, I think just growing up, I've always had that scarcity mindset of, you know, there's never enough. I think we grew up not poor. We weren't poor by any means, but we were, you know, I was the oldest of four and, you know, just kind of lived like, I had to take care of everybody else. So I don't feel like I often question when I was starting out and even this little pivot my husband and I are doing, like why people are so nice in a sense of like, why are they giving me all this knowledge? Like why? Like we don't need to keep everything to ourselves. There's enough work out there for everyone. And Carol was the first person to tell me that because I remember we were working on something together and she's like, we just have to give it away. It will come back to us. And it's so true. And I've seen it over and over again that it does. It comes back to you. So any tips, tricks that I have, I'm going to share them on the podcast. I'm going to share them with you guys in our group because why not? It helps you. Like I totally wish there was something like this when I started out, healthcare specific, because there is a lot of groups out there that are for freelance writers, but
yes,
not healthcare specific. And I remembered that Google searching and not finding the answers I needed. So yeah, so that's why we put it all together was to try to answer and give like a roadmap in a sense of how to even get started and what to look out for. Do I need this? Do I need that? So I'm glad you're part of it first off, because we really like we would say, come on, everybody join. But at the same time, you really got to be in the right mindset to join. You have mm-hmm. to want to grow a business. You have to be ready and have that aha moment, not just go, yeah, I think it's something to do, you know, it's because it is, it's hard work. Nobody's telling you to do it. There's no motivation but yourself. What training have you found the most beneficial right now? I know we're not all the way through it yet, but.
We'll be right back.
You guys, I wrote a book and it's launched and I want you to check it out. Go over to Amazon, look for Savvy Nurse Writer. It'll come up right away, but it's called Savvy Nurse Writer, A Nurse's Blueprint for Starting a Profitable Freelance Health Writing Business. We have lots of reviews, all 5 stars, top new release in the first week it was launched, and I want to share it with the world. So head on over to Amazon.com, search Savvy Nurse Writer, and get your copy today.
I think it's been really beneficial learning about like building your portfolio.
Yeah.
And you guys talk a lot about how to connect with people that you can pitch to and how to find those
connections.
Opportunities.
There's that word again. Connections and confidence. Yeah. I love that because it's truly, I feel like those are the two missing pieces a lot of the time is you don't have the connections and you don't have the confidence because you're new at this and it's okay. Like we try to guide you through that a little bit. Mm-hmm. But truly it is in yourself. You know, if you don't have the motivation, it's hard to get through it.
Well, you're not going to go anywhere if you don't have the motivation.
And you got to be a little bit organized. Like you have to have some strategic plan on how to get there and where to find the time when you're working full time.
I'm still working on that.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm telling you. I still work on it now. You have to find those hours of power in your day. That's for sure. Yeah. And have it planned before you even start the hour. So moving into a little bit, do you have some goals for the rest of this year, for 2019? I know we don't have a lot of time left in it, but.
Yeah, just keep diving into the medical writing career. I want to grow my Heartbeat Content brand and website, just start shifting my income source.
Sure.
Because in 2020, I want to be my own boss. So.
You will. You will. You already are, but to
yes,
officially full-time, right? Very good. Very good. Well, we are here for you. We're here to guide you along the way. And we've done it before with a few other writers to get you guys off and running. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us all the time, even when our group is over. We do have a group now on Facebook called the Savvy Scribe Collective. So this is where graduates and other people go. Like, after this growth lab is over, we're going to take you guys out of there so that you're not in the next group that goes through and have to hear it all again. Mm-hmm. But we'll move you over, and you'll always have access to all the trainings and whatnot, because you paid for it, so you might as well.
Awesome. Am I going to get a diploma at the end?
Yeah, I might have to make one.
Okay. All right. Because I want to be able to put that on my LinkedIn profile.
Yes, there you go. See, we talked about today, everybody, we talked about optimizing your LinkedIn profile in our training. So that's why we're talking about how to make it even better. There you go. You can put your diploma on there.
Yep.
All right. So we always ask everybody to name three things people don't know about you.
Okay, I play roller derby.
We had to hear that because Carol said, do not do an interview with Shauna without talking about roller derby.
That's probably like the most interesting thing about me.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, seriously, what do your kids think of that?
My kids love it.
Yeah.
I started at age 39 with roller
derby. Really?
I did.
What got you into it?
You know, I was looking for a way to be active, and my
husband
plays basketball like every day, and it's just such a joy for him, and I felt jealous of the joy that he got from that. And but I'm not a sporty person. I have never been an athlete. I did play some soccer in high school, but that was 20 some years ago. But the thing that I've always loved to do is roller skating. I had my 30th birthday party at a roller skating rink.
That is awesome.
and I thought to myself, I wish there was a roller skating team that I could do. And then I realized that there actually is a roller skating team. And not only do you roller skate, you get to hit people too. So it's awesome. And it's such a fun, inclusive community, definitely.
Is it all women?
Well, the team that I am on right now is part of the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. So it is all women, but there are also co-ed derby teams.
Very cool. Do you guys like travel?
Well, my team, I'm on a little team. We don't travel, but so near me in Madison, Wisconsin, there are the Dairyland Dolls, and they travel all over. I think they're actually going to like
Roller Derby Cup.
They're at a tournament this weekend with brackets, and I think maybe in Toronto skating this weekend.
Holy cow.
So they travel all over the place and go to tournaments, and there's a World Cup, and it's worldwide. It's growing, and it's awesome.
It is awesome. That is awesome. Very cool. Very cool. What else? What are two other things?
The other thing is I am an Enneagram 7. This is the other thing that I'm obsessed with right now.
Yes, love those things.
An Enneagram 7. So that is known as the explorer. Like, it's super interesting because it's really spot on, and there are 9 personality types. And my personality type is you're defined by your motivations. It's based on what motivates you. And so the thing that motivates me as a 7 is that I'm always seeking new experiences, which explains so many things in my life. Roller derby and writing and becoming a nurse. And I mean, you can just go through it. I don't know. And it helps you to understand your motivations and make you a better person. So.
Yeah, it is really cool. I can't remember what my Enneagram is right now, but I'll put it in the show notes for everybody, but if you go to enneagraminstitute.com, it's a free test, and it helps you understand yourself a little bit more. There's that other 16 personalities. Have you done that one?
I did that one in the past, but I don't remember what my results were.
It's not as in depth, but it's still like a, it really, like you read it and you're like, how do they know me so well?
Yeah.
It's really crazy.
Yeah.
So on
Instagram, I follow a whole bunch of Enneagram accounts, and
there's a bunch of podcasts too.
It's just spot on every single time. It's like creepy.
It is creepy,
but also really fun.
Yeah, totally, totally. And what's the other one? What's your last thing? It's really cool.
I just want to talk about my husband, Lyle. He's my medical partner. Like I said earlier, he is a respiratory therapist and a sleep tech for 20 years. I got to work bedside with him at the hospital, and we just had so much fun working together.
It is awesome.
And like, those are my favorite memories as a nurse are the times when him and I shared a patient. And
now, how'd you guys meet?
We met in high school.
Okay. So then he became respiratory. Then you became a nurse eventually. Already had your kids?
We already had our kids.
Oh, yep. How fun. So mom and dad go work together.
Yes, we do.
Which would drive a lot of us crazy, like to work alongside our husbands or wives.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hear that a lot, but
you guys must be a very good team.
It's like my favorite thing. Like, he is so smart. And I really trust his knowledge as an RT, and he really trusts my knowledge as a nurse. And we just have collaborated really well in that.
Well, that's so cool that he's like your motivator for this business, because you know you're going to go far with it when you have somebody on your side.
Yeah.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
So I'm thinking about doing a blog series with him.
Yeah.
As like doing respiratory stuff. So.
For sure. That'd be awesome. I'm sure he'd love to be a part of it too, especially with how he pushed you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know about the group? The Savvy Scribe?
Yep.
Growth Lab? Good. Yep. Good.
Yep, I've showed him some of our trainings and everything.
Well, now you can tell him, hey, on your way to work, listen to the podcast, and you'll hear me, and I talk all about you, Lyle. Yep. Very cool, very cool. Well, tell us a little bit how people can find you. What platforms are you on? What's your website again?
My website is heartbeatcontent.net. I have links to all my socials on there and my blog. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn.
Very good. And you guys keep a lookout for Shauna, because she is going places, and we will definitely do another recap with you, Shauna, when you're full time and see how your journey's going.
All right.
This is not the end
now, because it's not going to be long.
It's not going to be long. Let's book it. January 1st, 2020. All right, you guys. Well, thanks for joining us today, and go get your write on. Talk to you soon.
For today's episode of The Savvy Scribe, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.